AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Court documents show Joel Greenberg, a Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the federal investigation into Congressman Matt Gaetz, has agreed to cooperate with federal investigators and admits paying an underage girl to have sex with him and other men. Sources tell the AP federal prosecutors have been examining whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. Gaetz is not mentioned in the court documents, and he has strongly denied the allegations. A new national terrorism alert warns violent extremists may take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to carry out attacks. The Department of Homeland Security did not mention any specific threats. Across the nation, there's differing reactions to new CDC guidance on mask wearing. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Several states say they're falling in line with the guidance either now or in coming weeks, including Oregon and Governor Kate Brown.
Oregonians who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks or social distance in most public spaces.
Other states, along with cities and some big businesses, are holding off amid questions about whether the mask guidance is safe or workable, given that there's no easy way to be sure who is fully vaccinated and who is not.
Just like companies and businesses are digesting this, so are we.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll take time to implement the guidance, though staffers there have been told if they are vaccinated, there's no need for masks. President Biden stepped outside the West Wing without one, and when asked if he's enjoying his first maskless day, simply said,
yeah.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The family of Andre Hill, a black man who was shot and killed by a white police officer in December, will receive a $10 million settlement from the city of Columbus, Ohio. Stocks closed higher, the Dow up 360 points. This is AP News. Renato Aquino in Chicago says he feels wonderful.
The first known patient in the United States to receive a COVID double lung transplant at Northwestern Medicine.
The 65-year-old Aquino was working as a phlebotomist caring for patients when he came down with a case of the virus so severe it destroyed his lungs and nearly killed him. Tasha Sundstrom is his niece.
I actually went to the funeral. I did all the arrangements, and then the next day he proved us wrong. He wanted to live.
Dr. Ankit Bharat at Northwestern says options were running out.
We received a call that lungs were available from a donor who previously had a mild to moderate COVID.
Aquino says he's grateful.
What can I say? Sir, here I am. Thank you. I'm alive.
The donor's lungs did not have permanent virus damage. Ed Donahue, AP News.